New year, new cash. FM 100.3 kicks off 2025 by throwing money your way. Listen while you work to win your share of $10,000 five times a day from Utah's number one at work music station, FM 100.3.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So, wait, I think you're cleaning out all the Christmas stuff.
We sure are, Jeff. You know, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's coming up in 2025 at the stores?
Oh, you guys, we have so many exciting things going on at Osmond Designs all the time. It is 2025. So, of course, there's new trends, new styles. We have new builders that we work with, new subdivisions to announce. I'm so, so excited to introduce David Vitek. David is the president of Candlelight Homes, and today we're going to be talking about this brand new subdivision in Eagle Mountain. It's called Firefly. If you live anywhere close to Eagle Mountain, you need to go check this out because you might be putting your house up for sale and moving over. It's absolutely stunning. Just within the last month, I visited this community and I was absolutely blown away. David, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Oh, goodness. Thank you for having me today.
So much fun. Okay, so where did Firefly come from?
The name or the community itself?
Both.
Well, the community itself, we've had this land for years and years out in Eagle Mountain, about 3,000 acres. And we didn't think we'd get to it until we were much older and maybe our grandchildren would benefit from the development of this community. And as Eagle Mountain has grown, I think it might be the third fastest growing city in the state, the growth came to us and we decided to start the community now. And I would say the most exciting thing about Firefly, Heather, is that it's a mission-driven community. And what I mean by that is when we decided to develop this community, we wanted to do something different. We wanted to change the conversation on how communities are developed. So what we did is we looked at what is going on and what is the most important thing in our children's lives these days. And we realized there's this incredible thing called the digital dilemma and how kids are being so adversely affected by the digital dilemma. And so our mission at Firefly is to create a community where children willingly ditch their devices to do outdoor activities and be social face-to-face instead of across the internet.
And this is such an active community. And, you know, moving forward, we'll talk about some of those great features and amenities. I love that you have a vision. You have a reason behind your community. You're not a builder that is just putting up homes for people to live in. You're actually creating an environment. There really is no place like home. I was absolutely blown away when I visited Firefly, not only the entrance, which it has this incredible grand entrance, but you feel like you're just entering a whole nother world. And that's one thing that I really admire about your company is you're innovative and you're not afraid to think outside the box and do things just a little bit differently. What are some of the unique features and amenities about Firefly community that maybe people would want to hear about today?
Yeah, I think the most unique thing about Firefly is that what we did is we designed it around the amenities instead of designing a community and then plugging amenities in. And so of the 2,200 acres of residential property we have, we've taken over 400 acres and turned it into parks, trails, and open space and created all of these different amenities. And one of the things that we're doing that's really unique for developers is we're putting a lot of them in day one. And so we're so excited right now. We just closed our first homes at Firefly this past week. So we have six new homes closed, actually nine, actually. And those residents already have an amazing amount of activities they can go do with their children. We have a skateboard park that was developed by really the nation's premier skateboard park builder right now. We have a pump track for kids, which is an opportunity for them to work on their bike handling skills. We have nine pickleball courts lit, and we have basketball courts that are lit up, as well as we have a downhill mountain bike park that was built by a company called Avid Trails, which, again, is the nation's premier trail builder right now. And so we're seeing on a daily basis these amenities being used by dozens and dozens of young children with their parents, and even parents are learning how to do some of these things. It's really exciting.
How many homes are you building?
So we'll be building 8,800 homes over the next 15 to 20 years.
Only 8,800?
Yeah.
That's a record for this show, isn't it?
That's incredible.
Yes. By miles.
By miles. Candlelight Homes. David Vitek is our guest on the KSL Real Estate Show today. We love highlighting businesses in this community and all of the great things they're doing. This is 2025. You just closed on 9 homes. I recently visited your model homes. I was blown away by the amenities. There's so many cool things. We're going to talk specifically about some of those a little bit later on the show, but the style, the feel, the environment, all of these amenities that you were just talking about. If you're, you know, a grandma or a grandpa, talk about having your grandkids want to come see you and do the mountain biking and do the skate park and the pickleball. I mean, there's always things to do. It's really just about getting off your screens, getting outside and riding your bike around, just like the good old days.
Yeah, we really think about it as like the good old days where, you know, mom would swing the door open early in the morning and you weren't expected home again until the streetlights came on. And then after that, you'd have dinner and go out and play night games with all your friends. And we're seeing that developing already. One of the things that's really cool is we also have an activities director that's full time. And her name is Aspen, and her job is to just put together programs that these young children want to go and participate in. And so every week we have something special and new going on for our young kids in the community to just come and do. And it's really exciting. And so, yeah, we can build a lot of amenities and we know how to do those things, but getting the kids to really get engaged with one another is the secret sauce. And that is the role of our activities director.
One item that I loved about some of these homes, or most of the homes, were the wraparound porches. So people can sit on their front porch and watch the kids go by and actually associate with your neighbors, which a lot of people are not doing nowadays. I think we're so busy. We work really, really hard. And at the end of the day, I mean, how wonderful to just sit out on your front porch and say hi to your neighbors.
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed that. Over the years, front porches have really become just more of a decorative piece instead of a functional piece. And what we've really focused on is really creating that sense of community and create large porches. Many of them are wraparound porches, but where you can really sit and gather with neighbors as they're walking by with their children on the way to one of the parks or one of the amenity centers and just have a real social connection. Instead of living out the back of your house, you have the opportunity to live out the front of your house with your neighbors.
And don't get me wrong, the back of the homes are beautiful as well. Most of them have patios and decks with fire pits. I mean, the exteriors of these homes, there's Scandinavian design, mountain modern, modern farmhouse. They're all very, very unique. And the lots are actually pretty good sized.
Yeah. So on the architecture side, I would say that we really spent a lot of time over the last 3 years developing brand new product. And we looked at it from an architectural standpoint of how do we design a home that really truly connects the family to the outdoors and has that interaction with the neighbors that we talked about. And certainly we have home sites that are very large, as up to 1.3 acres and things at quarter acre and a half acre. But then we also have these different lots that are really awesome for that family that wants to on Saturday morning, get up, go out and be active all weekend and then come home on Sunday evening and not have to do a ton of yard work. And those homes just have a smaller yard, but something that maybe takes mom and dad 15 to 30 minutes to maintain instead of all day on a Saturday afternoon. So we've really looked at the architecture and the lots from that perspective, is how do we best provide home sites that'll meet the needs of every type of home buyer.
I think so as well. Eagle Mountain is not as far out there as you would imagine. That's one of the first comments that I made when I arrived at this development and community, is it wasn't that far. How far away would you say that it is from I-15 going west?
Oh, it can be anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes, and it's really quite easy. And the cool thing about Firefly is that our location within Eagle Mountain is that you don't have to go through all of the heavy traffic that is there right now within the city itself. So you get to skirt around that, and you can be to our community just as quick or quicker than you can be to what's called City Center within Eagle Mountain.
Excellent. Now that we've gained an understanding of what makes Firefly unique and Candlelight Homes unique, let's delve into the current real estate market trends in the Eagle Mountain area and specifically in this community. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New year, new cash. FM 100.3 kicks off 2025 by throwing money your way. Listen while you work to win your share of $10K five times a day from Utah's number one at work music station, FM 100.3.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on your
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on your
or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on your
maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
I'm KSL News Radio's Jeff Kaplan. Do you want to be the first to know when there's major breaking news? How about avoiding a traffic jam that might slow you down on the way to work? Well, subscribe to KSL's breaking news texts. Just text the word news to 57500. Meantime, I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And Happy New Year. It's 2025. And we always love talking about real estate in Utah. It's always good news. It never is bad news. I swear. It's so great. Today we have David Vitek with Candlelight Homes. He is the president of Candlelight Homes, and we are specifically talking about the Firefly community. It is in Eagle Mountain, and it's only 8,800 homes, which is incredible. That is a huge, beautiful development, brand new to Utah, and you have big plans ahead. Not only the amenities, but the style, the design. You are innovative. David, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here with you.
This is so much fun. Understanding the local real estate market is crucial for potential buyers. We're going to discuss some of the details on what makes this community so special. In the previous segment, we were talking about the mountain bike park and the pickleball courts and the skateboard park. What happens in the winter?
Oh, that's a great question. So we just had a meeting with our activities team, and they came to me and they said, oh, by the way, we just purchased 10 sleds. And I was really surprised by that. And what they're doing is where our downhill mountain bike park is, that's actually on a very large hill on the side of the mountain. And so they're putting together a sledding program for the kids as well. And then there's all kinds of exploration you can do in the winter, and there's wildlife out along the foothills that scurry about under the snow. And so we have not just play, but things where it's about exploration and learning so that we can go out and see what the wildlife in the winter are doing and have an educational aspect to it as well.
It sounds like you're talking about popping outside and going cross-country skiing.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's so cool. Okay, the floor plans. Let's talk specifically about these beautiful homes. They range in lots of different price points, but all of the homes that I visited have very open concepts and floor plans that I have never seen before.
Yeah. So, you know, we have homes really for everybody. And it's the beauty of being able to develop a master plan community instead of just a subdivision is we have the ability to offer home types for every person that's in different stages of their lives, whether it's grandma and grandpa who really want a bedroom, the main primary bedroom down. We have those homes that are designed really about their lifestyles, and then we have everything for the family and the beginning family. And so we have homes that start right at 360, which are beautiful townhomes that I've watched the people. I've sat in on a couple of closings that we've had this week with some of our home buyers, and just seeing these young families being so excited about the opportunity to finally be able to afford a home. And so we're able to give that affordability to the first-time home buyer, and then that family that's in the latter stages of their lives and they have older teen children, we can have homes that hit $1 million. And so we have everything in between there for every different segment of buyers.
I love that so much. I was blown away and so impressed with the fireplaces. Almost every single home had an incredible fireplace. Most of them were linear, all different styles, and the decorations, the kitchen islands. Let's just talk about those for a minute. Oversized kitchen islands that I've never even seen in huge custom homes before. They were absolutely so beautiful.
Yeah, so when we looked at this, we realized that families today are living around the kitchen island. Mom and dad are prepping the food. Sometimes the kids are helping, not that often, but sometimes they are. But what does happen is homework and conversation happen around the island. And so what we did is we looked at our kitchens and we redesigned many of them. And on the newer products, we designed them specifically around being able to give these large scale islands that you do see in high-end custom homes. So the family can be together while dinner's being prepped, while they're getting together to figure out their plans for the afternoon or something like that.
I love that so much. One thing I was very impressed with, let's just stay in the kitchen for a minute. They had a charging station in the drawer. So you pull out the drawer and it has the outlet. So you have all your kids turn in your phones, put the laptop there, whatever you need, and it's all there, safe and sound.
Yeah, we call that our tech drawer. And every kitchen has a junk drawer. And we've said, let's make that useful. And so one of the things we've seen that we all see, I see it in my own life when I come home from work and with the family, is we keep our phones next to us and near to us. And so all of a sudden we're sitting at the kitchen table with, you know, five family members and the phone vibrates, the phone rings. What do? I reach for the phone. And now all of a sudden the phone becomes more important than those five people sitting around the table with me. So we've thought that the tech drawer would be a great opportunity for mom and dad to set the example, come in and say at dinner time, hey, I'm going to put my phone in this drawer and I'm going to charge it. So guys, let's just all charge our phones or our tablets while we're having dinner. Now, all of a sudden, those devices are put into a drawer, closed, out of sight, out of mind. And now the five of us sitting at the table are the most important people to one another. And we have great, meaningful conversations. And that's what we're trying to facilitate at Firefly.
Utah has more teenagers and kids than probably any other state in the country per capita. These kitchen islands seat 4 to 6 to 8 people oftentimes, in addition to the dining table. So if you are an empty nester and you have grandkids and you have kids that come over, you have these entertainment spaces that are absolutely incredible. You have the kitchen islands so that the mom can sit at the sink. The kitchen sink faces the fireplace and the living area so that the mom can be part of the conversation instead of looking outside and facing the window when she's making dinner, which I think is so incredible.
We really did that meaningfully. So we paid attention to what takes the most amount of time. Is it the prep? Is it the cooking or whatever? Where will mom and dad be standing while preparing dinner? And we took that and we made sure we positioned it in such a way so that the family is all connected during that process instead of that parent or that child having their back to the family while they're prepping for dinner.
Also in the kitchen, there are beautiful windows to the exterior. They actually are below the cabinetry on the exterior wall. So they're part of the backsplash. And you see a lot of that in the Park City area and in a lot of custom homes, but not in smaller homes at this price point. And I was just blown away and thought that was so great as well.
We've seen that as a way to really bring a lot of natural light into the kitchen. So often when you have a long run of cabinetry and you don't have any windows, you don't get that natural light. So we've put these windows between the countertop and the bottom of the upper cabinets to bring more natural light into the space. And it actually makes the room feel bigger as well. And we see people just picking specific homes because of those windows. And it's really fun to see.
I love that so much. Your pantries, your walk-in pantries are absolutely stunning as well. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today we have David Vitek, the president of Candlelight Homes, and we're talking about the new development called Firefly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New year, new cash. FM 100.3 kicks off 2025 by throwing money your way. Listen while you work to win your share of 10K five times a day from Utah's number one at work music station, FM 100.3.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gaines scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gaines scent beads. Try Gaines scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
I'm KSL News Radio's Jeff Kaplan. Do you want to be the first to know when there's major breaking news? How about avoiding a traffic jam that might slow you down on the way to work? Well, subscribe to KSL's breaking news texts. Just text the word news to 57500. Meantime, I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season two of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. I'm glad you're with us. Jeff Kaplan here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem, and out goes the old. It's 2025 at the stores.
It's 2025. There's always something new and exciting at Osmond Designs, and we have furniture and accessories coming in almost every single day with locations in Orem and in Lehi. And you're in luck because our entire store is an additional 20% off the lowest mark prices right now for 2025, which we're really excited about this week. If you mention that you heard about the KSL radio show today, then you will receive an additional 30% off anything that has a yellow tag. So come check that out. We have over 40,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise. You can bring your truck and trailer and take it home today if you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas. So that's kind of fun. Today, I'm so excited to introduce the president of Candlelight Homes, which is one of the largest builders in the Utah area, David Vitek. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So good to have you.
Yeah.
In the two previous episodes, we talked a lot about this brand new Firefly subdivision and development that you have been working on for many, many years. You have how many homes in the ground right now?
So we have about 60 homes in production or closed right now.
Only 60.
Yeah.
That's incredible for this brand new development. And how many models do we have?
We have four models and we're actually building a fifth right now.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about the location and the proximity to the highways and the accessibility.
Yeah, sure. So I think we mentioned in the earlier segment that we're about 15 to 20 minutes west of I-15 and really close proximity to the tech corridor. And so the Silicon Slopes along 15. And so we're finding many of our home buyers and people that are have purchased homes and are getting ready to close on their homes are coming from that part of the valley from a professional perspective. It's I can remember days when everything seems so far out there in Utah. And now we drive to different locations that just seem like another drive. And that's really what Firefly is becoming. So if somebody says it's kind of out there, then they drive out there. I think you did this yourself when you came and visited us the first time, as you came out and drove there and you said, "My goodness, it's not nearly as far as I had thought it was. It's much closer, actually." And so I think our proximity to I-15 and to the employment centers along I-15 is really fantastic, and I think is one of the big benefits of the community as well.
Well, and I feel like I-15 right now, you can sit on the freeway for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well be driving out west to Eagle Mountain to a brand new home that's affordable. You have so many different price ranges, ranging from what, on the low end, 360 and going up to a million-ish.
You can hit a million, yes, for sure. That would be on some of our 1.1 and 1.3 acre home sites.
Great. In addition to having a brand new, beautiful, stylish home, you have so many recreational facilities.
We've touched on just what's built to date. And that's really extraordinary for a brand new community to have this level of amenities put in the ground when people just first move in. But we also have so many other extraordinary things coming. We're right now in the design process of a really fantastic indoor-outdoor playground, which the facilities will be designed and constructed by some of the groups that are doing displays or activity centers for, say, Legoland, Disney, Universal, and such. And so we're creating a place where kids can play indoors and outdoors simultaneously, where moms and dads can go and do activities while the kids are doing this all in the same building and fenced in playground area, and have that sense of security that they can go and, whether it's do some kind of exercise of their own or just socializing with other parents. And so that, along with an incredible splash park that we're putting in, that I don't think anybody will have seen a splash park quite like what we're designing at this very moment that'll be built here shortly.
And you have a full-time activities director that plans all of these. So not only can kids join and be part of it, but adults can as well.
Yeah, and the adults are providing us so much feedback as to what they would love to see their children doing. And so that allows Aspen, our activities director, to take that input and begin to tailor activities specifically to what the children and the parents want to see their children be able to do. So it's super cool.
I think that is amazing. Okay, let's talk about the specifics of building a new home. You have some spec homes going up, so you can go in and depending on the availability of those, you can move right in. Or you have a design center, which is, you know, I'm an interior designer, so that's where my eyes light up. I feel like I'm a kid in a candy store. But there are so many choices that are included in the price, which is incredible.
Yes, we've worked really hard on making sure that our standard features are to a level that people could just build a standard home and be really proud of that home and feel the quality of that home instead of getting nickeled and dimed on every little change they want to make. But then if they really want to take it to another level, they can go to our design center and do just about anything that their imagination can come up with. And what we've seen is some of the homes that our family members have designed on their own with our design team, they're extraordinary. I haven't seen designs like that in homes other than, like you said earlier, high-end custom homes maybe up in Park City. And so it's really neat to see and be able to do that at an affordable level as well.
I think so. So you can choose your exteriors, which oftentimes they include, you know, the stone, the brick, the siding, the hardy board, all of those great features so that your home looks different than anyone else's. And then once you walk into the home, there are LVT, hardwood, carpet selections that are not seen everywhere, which is incredible as far as flooring, but your cabinetry, your islands, your fireplaces, your layouts. Let's specifically talk about the master bathrooms. I mean, the closets, almost every closet had a stackable washer and dryer, which you never see.
Yeah. So on our main floor bedrooms, master bedrooms or primary bathroom bedrooms, in every one of those, we do have the opportunity to put a stackable washer and dryer right there in your closet. So in that primary bedroom, there is a washer and dryer available right there in the closet so that you don't have to lug the laundry up and down the stairs to the second floor laundry room. So you have the opportunity to have two different laundry areas. I think the one thing you touched on is like elevations and then even our fireplaces and things of that nature. It's, we're constantly looking at how do we create something even more current that people are looking for. And like right now, we're getting ready to build our fifth model home, which I would encourage everybody to come out and see. Because when we walked them together recently, and you were so, I think, impressed. I'm putting words in your mouth.
Definitely impressed, yes.
Impressed with the finishes and the designs. I think people would just love to come out and walk through those and see these different design ideas. But on this one home we're getting ready to build as model home, the elevation is going to be painted brick. And so that's a look you don't see a lot in communities such as this, in master plan communities. Again, you see that in more high-end custom communities. And so, and then even you talked about the fireplaces, is each type of home, whether it's the Scandinavian, the European farmhouse, or the modern farmhouse, or the prairie, has a different fireplace that meets that theme. And it's not just a standard fireplace plunked in the room and there you go. There's theming and thought behind the design of every fireplace and the surrounding area of that fireplace.
Okay, guys, listen up because this is really cool. The garages in these homes, I was absolutely blown away by. They're large, But some of the models actually show unique areas that are associated with the garages. David, tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, that's a great observation. So in our San Moritz model home, which is really probably one of my most favorite homes that we build, we have an additional section of the garage, which is actually kind of like a third garage, but it's not full size. It's more of a, we call it the hobby shop. And just like this one particular one that's on that model I mentioned is, we've turned that into a full high-end bike shop. So for that family that does like the mountain bike or road bike, there's a full-scale bike shop with a bike wash right there in the garage. And so we have these opportunities available for our residents so that if their lifestyle is such that they've got all these extra activities and they need places to store the gear that goes with that or even to work on that gear and get ready for the day, we're creating garages that give you the space to be able to do that, understanding that that's what this community is about.
Well, and you can use that space for storage. It could be a million different things. In Utah, we all have stuff. But like you're saying, that workshop for men, it could be a wood shop. It could be a landscape area, could hold all of your holiday stuff. But just that extra space is so, so valuable.
I had a young woman come in and say, I could put a hair salon back here.
You really could.
I mean, it's just all kinds of different options. So there's spaces for him, and there's definitely uses that I think she can figure out what to do in that space as well. It's really cool.
Having explored the amenities and lifestyle at Firefly, I have been absolutely so impressed with all of the attention to detail. Really, the difference is in the details. And not only have you gone the extra mile on the exteriors of all of these beautiful homes and the interiors, but also you've put so much thought into the actual community and the lifestyle that these families will enjoy in this area. And you have something for everyone in any stage of life at every price point, which I think is so unique here in Utah. Today, we're talking to David Vitek. He is the president of Candlelight Homes, and we're talking about the Firefly community there in Eagle Mountain. If you are listening to the show today or know someone that is in the market for a brand new home, please go out there and visit, not only to see the community and see what's going on out there, but for design ideas. There are so many beautiful up-and-coming trendy things for 2025 that I promise you have not seen in other homes in this price point. Last but not least, we want to give a shout out to Central Bank that sponsors the KSL Real Estate Show today. They have been in business for 130 years and they support our community here in Utah, and we're so proud to partner with them. We really appreciate their support. Not only do they provide new construction loans, they do HELOC loans, they have a youth savings plan, and so much more. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And today our guest is David Vitek. He's the president of Candlelight Homes. Stay tuned. More about Firefly Community when we come back.
New year, new cash. FM 100.3 kicks off 2025 by throwing money your way. Listen while you work to win your share of $10K five times a day from Utah's number one at-work music station, FM 100.3.
Hey, it's me, Debbie Dujanovic. Did you know downloading the KSL News Radio app is not only free? It's easy. Just open your app store, type in KSL News Radio, and then download. Or simply text the word app to 57500. And I'll catch you on the radio weekday mornings at 9 on KSL News Radio.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. Thank you so much for the introduction. You know, as an interior designer, I have the opportunity to work with builders and developers on a daily basis, truthfully. And I'm really not surprised very often. A lot of the Utah market looks the same. And just recently, I did tour the Firefly community that the president of Candlelight Homes and I actually walked through together. And I was absolutely blown away. And that is truthful. I was impressed by not only the homes and the floor plans, but also the area, the community, the amenities, the lifestyle. And David, you are a guest on the show with us today, and I just can't give you enough accolades and compliments about what you are creating here. 8,800 homes when this is all done. Not only servicing young families with affordable pricing, but also grandmas and grandpas, that this is a great retirement community.
Yeah, I got all excited about this. I have relatives that I have to call up with small kids to say, you have to go check this out, check it out now, especially with that family member working in the tech corridor. This sounds perfect. But I'm thinking, am I going to ever see my grandkids again? We live up in Kaysville. Are you going to have homes for grandma and grandpa so that they can be close to the kids? Because after all, the community includes the old, the young, all of it, right?
Right, and absolutely. That is such a great observation. And we already have one young family who their parents have now purchased a home in the community so that they can be there alongside their grandkids and see them developing. And the grandparents are so excited about seeing the kids putting down their devices willingly without an argument and get outdoors and do the things that they did, the grandparents did as young kids, as well as us as the parents have done. And so, yes, we have a section of homes that we will be building in here in the near future that we refer to as just our active adult section, and that is for people 55 or better. And it's really homes that are really catering towards the lifestyle of that person.
So we talked a lot about the wonderful things that you're doing for children in this community. Is Firefly going to have activities for the adults?
Well, that's a great question.
We need bingo.
You do
that's
need
what
bingo.
Hey, stop it. Stop
Jeff,
it.
Let's go. Jeff and I will be doing bingo at Firefly.
We can do bingo if you'd like. Anything is possible. But I think what's really cool, Jeff, is that we see these young kids. So the state of Utah has the largest population of mountain bikers in middle school and high school. And what's really been so extraordinary watching that grow over the last several years is moms who were never really that active athletically in their lives, they'll tell you the story, have now begun to volunteer and go out and ride with the kids. And now they've become really good riders, and they're leading the teams on their training rides. And fathers just the same. So you're seeing parents getting just as active as the children are. And there's a statistic, I think it's like children who have active parents will do 50% better in school than those without active parents. And when we saw that stat, and then we started seeing these families doing this mountain biking, I got a father out there the other day. He's probably about 50 years old, and he's skateboarding better than the children were.
So even us old people can be kids again. I mean, this is a community that none of us ever dreamed of having, right, growing up. Can you imagine?
I'm a little scared because you mentioned 50 years old. I tried snowboarding for the first time along with my kid at age 50. So you're right. That's how it works. Except I discovered that there are muscles I did not know that I have. And they hurt.
Hopefully you don't get hurt trying to do this. You have a paramedic on staff?
Well, we don't have a paramedic. But
for us old people.
I mean, we may have some salve for those bruises. But no, yeah. I mean, you get bumps and bruises. It's part of growing.
Part
and
of the fun.
As a parent, you don't want to stop growing. So get out there and do it. And I'm proud of you for getting on the snowboard at age 50. That's a tough one.
It happened once.
Well, and I think to have connections with your kids, you have to get in the ring. You have to be doing all of this with them. Get on your bike. Go do pickleball. I mean, there's basketball courts. Your sidewalks are wide. Your streets are really wide. I mean, can you imagine just getting on your bike like the old days and biking over to your friend's house? It doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because one thing we haven't touched on is the connectivity within the community and the safe connectivity within the community. If you just go subdivision to subdivision to subdivision, children are riding on the streets. They're riding on just narrow sidewalks, and they're crossing streets over and over and over again. And what we've done is, again, this over 400 acres of parks, trails, and open space I told you about, they're all connected through a trail system and a trail network. And when you get to busy roads, there's underpasses underneath those busy roads, so the children don't have to cross those surface streets and put themselves at risk. So, again, mom opens the door Saturday morning, kicks the kids out, and come back at when the streetlights come on. And the mom or dad don't have to be concerned about their children's safety. And it takes us back to that age where, again, I'm a little bit older than you two, but when I was a child, we'd get on our bikes and we'd be gone all day and mom wouldn't be worried. And I think that's what we're kind of creating out here.
And just come back before dark.
Exactly.
Or at dinner time, right? When you start getting hungry.
Or just call us when you're at your friend's house for dinner, because that happens a lot too.
That happens too. Yeah. We hope people come back and have dinner together, and you are creating that environment. Today, we've been so grateful to have David Vitek, the president of Candlelight Homes, on the show talking about Firefly. Go out and visit this community. You will not regret it. Thank you for joining us today. Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, signing off. See you next week.
New year, new cash. FM 100.3 kicks off 2025 by throwing money your way. Listen while you work to win your share of $10,000 five times a day from Utah's number one at-work music station, FM 100.3.